Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene, featuring some amazing movies created solely by using computer-generated imagery. Computers are now faster, better, and more powerful than ever before. Used by artistic minds, it's a unique medium that can bring the world of a vivid imagination to life. Toys are an integral part of every child's life. They are the avenues through which children create and act out their fantasies. Yet have you ever wondered what happens when youngsters aren't playing with their toys? Pixar Animation Studios came up with an innovative answer to this in the pioneering animation movie Toy Story in 1995. Directed by Mr. John Lasseter, Chief Creative Officer at Pixar and Walt Disney Animation, this was the first full feature film released that was entirely comprised of computer-generated CG imagery. At the start of the movie, we are introduced to Andy and his best-loved toy, a pull-string cowboy action figure named Sheriff Woody. What Andy doesn't realize is as soon as he leaves his room, Woody and all of his other toys come to life. Not only are they mobile, but they have personalities and functions.
Okay, everybody, coast is clear.
Ages 3 and up, it's on my box. Ages 3 and up. I'm not supposed to be babysitting Princess Drool. Hey, Ham! Look! I'm Picasso!
I don't get it.
You uncultured swine! What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
They all coexist peacefully in Andy's bedroom. That is, until Andy's mother gives him Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, as a birthday gift. Buzz Lightyear is a spirited toy filled with gadgets and quickly becomes Andy's new favorite. However, Buzz thinks that he is an actual Space Ranger with a mission to return to his home planet. Woody, disappointed at being ousted, tries to prove to the others that Buzz is just another toy. In a moment of despair, he accidentally knocks Buzz out of the bedroom window. To add to the suspense, Andy and his mother are moving very soon. Woody only has a couple days to bring back Buzz and thus clear his name. Luckily, he finds Buzz, but the two get left behind at a gas station. This marks the beginning of a grand escapade for the two toys. Sheriff Woody and Buzz Lightyear must work together if they are to get returned to Andy before he moves. So how can a classic cowboy and a modern forward-thinking Space Ranger get along? With the voices of acclaimed actors Tom Hanks as Sheriff Woody and Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear, Toy Story is an exciting masterpiece that, like its theme tune by Randy Newman, You've Got a Friend in Me, instills an appreciation of companionship.
Idiot! Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic! I'm lost, Andy is gone, they're gonna move from their house in 2 days and it's all your fault!
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place...
Oh, yeah. Well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me...
Don't talk to me about importance. Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you
talking
about?
It was honored with 19 awards that encompassed the Kids' Choice Award, MTV Movie Award, and a British Academy of Film and Television Arts BAFTA Award, and was nominated for 10 others, including 3 Oscars. Toy Story was such a success that Disney Pixar made sequels, Toy Story 2 in 1999, and the highly anticipated Toy Story 3 will be released in June 2010. When we return, we'll journey to the land where soup is not only a love, it's a national affair. You're watching Cinema Scene here on Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back.
Whew! I don't remember eating that.
Cut. I can't believe
that's
this.
A fifth pie.
What row is that guy in?
Sorry, everyone. I had that bean burrito for lunch. Okay, I'm all right now. Ugh. Sorry.
Who's behind?
Mine.
All right, cut. Good take.
What good acting? That was a good take.
You're such a cute little bottom. Look at you.
We'll be back before Andy gets home. What? What are you laughing about?
Huh?
Real funny, Woody.
All right, we're losing our line. Wipe it off and let's go again.
Bob, howdy.
What? What's so funny? Woody! Huh? Darn it, Woody!
Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Let's hear a tale about a mouse, a princess, some soup, and a spool of thread. The Tale of Despero is a 2008 computer-generated movie based upon Kate DiCamillo's 2003 Newbery Medal Award-winning child fantasy book by the same title. This chronicles the tale of Despero, a gentlemanly mouse, and takes place within a castle. Within this kingdom, soup reigns supreme. The national holiday is Soup Day, which is celebrated throughout the kingdom and is highlighted by the soup created at the royal palace by the renowned soup genius Chef André. However, on one soup day, a sea rat by the name of Roscuro ventures off into the palace. Enticed by the tantalizing aroma, he falls into the queen's soup bowl, which absolutely startles her. With the queen's passing, the king falls into deep despair and outlaws the making, selling, and eating of soup. Not only that, he banishes all rats. Soon, the kingdom becomes dismal and gray, without a sign of rain. Just when the darkness would seem to never lift, an unlikely hero is born by the name of Despero Tilling. Despero is small, with exceptionally large ears. However, dissimilar to his size, Despero has a huge amount of courage, something that all mice are taught not to have.
He smelled more than any of the other mice.
Despero, don't do it!
Hoping to teach Despero the so-called proper ways of being a mouse, his elder brother, Furlough Tilling, takes him outside Mouse World and goes into the castle library. Despero eagerly reads a book about a princess who is full of longing to be rescued. Through the writing, he learns about courage, valor, and chivalrous ways of a gentleman. In his ventures, he stumbles upon a disheartened princess, much like that in his book Princess P. Despero then shares what he has been reading, as well as the ways of a gentleman. Princess P tells him of her dreams of saving the kingdom, and with the honor and valor of a gentleman, Despero makes it his quest to help the princess. When the Council of the Mouse World find out about Despero's adventure, they send him to where no mouse ever returned from, Rat World. There, he is rescued by Roscuro, who cannot adjust to the ways of Rat World and would very much like to repent for what he had done. Thus, the two friends, Mouse and Rat, vow to journey to restore happiness to everyone. Can the unlikely heroes save the kingdom and let their uniqueness and nobility shine? With a beautiful soundtrack by William Ross and the star voices of Matthew Broderick as Despero, Dustin Hoffman as Roscuro, and Emma Watson as Princess P, The Tale of Despero does a lovely job of depicting its colorful characters. Throughout the fairy tale, viewers are reminded to embrace individuality and to always find the beauty within each being. The production earned 7 nominations, including Best Animation by the Chicago Film Critics Association Award.
Once upon a time. That's great, isn't it? Upon a time. And they don't even tell you what time that is yet. It's like, you have to find that out.
You're not supposed to read it, Despero. You're supposed to eat it.
Good. I'll come back in an hour.
And no reading!
The final computer-generated movie today, which has won the heartfelt plaudits and laughter of young and old alike, is Monsters, Inc. Released in 2001, it was the 4th feature-length movie produced by Pixar Animation Studios and was very well received. It was adopted into a manga version, a skating tour, video games, and inspired three attractions at Disney theme parks in the United States and Japan. Monsters, Inc. is set in the bustling town of Monstropolis, populated by beasts of all shapes, sizes, and varieties. Monsters, Inc. is actually the name of the power utility that supplies all of Monstropolis with its power. Monsters, Inc. has its own elite scarers. The company has a scoreboard topped by a big, furry, blue monster named James P. Sullivan, or Sully, as he's called, voiced by John Goodman. Of course, every top scarer has to have a helper. Sully's is none other than the green, witty, one-eyed imp Mike Wazowski, voiced by Billy Crystal. To keep their status in Monsters, Inc., they must maintain the upper hand over Sully's competitor, Randall Boggs, who is voiced by Steve Buscemi. Randall is a chameleon-type monster who can camouflage himself to blend in with any background. Akin to our world, Monstropolis is going through an energy crisis. There just isn't enough scream nowadays.
Huh?
What happened?
The kid almost touched me. She got this close to me.
She wasn't scared of you? She was only six!
I could have been dead! I could have died!
Keep it together, man! Hey, we got a dead door over here!
Oh, we're coming!
Coming!
Look out!
Back the way!
Excuse us!
We've lost 58 doors this week, sir.
Kids these days. They just don't get scared like they used to.
One evening, Sully finds an activated door left ajar during after hours. Curious, he takes a peek inside the room. We are introduced to an adorable little girl named Boo, portrayed by the voice of Mary Gibbs, who manages to go into Monstropolis. Sully, frantic at the presence of the child, tries to put her back into her room before the Child Detection Agency gets him in trouble. But Sully's attempts to get the clever little Boo back in her room fail, and the door is taken away, leaving him with Boo. He consults the only person he can think of, Mike Wazowski. Thus begins an adventure full of laughs to return Boo to the human world before any other monsters realize her presence. Along the way, they come to love Boo, but also uncover a dangerous plan by Randall. Can Sully and Mike safely bring Boo back home? Monsters, Inc. is a charming film that realizes laughter is stronger than fear. The very talented Randy Newman composed a wonderful soundtrack, If I Didn't Have You, for Monsters, Inc., that won the Academy Award for Best Song. Monsters, Inc. was also acclaimed by 10 additional wins and 31 nominations. Toy Story, The Tale of Despero, and Monsters, Inc. are brilliant works that bring to light the merits of companionship between seemingly divergent characters. The movies have been highly rated by a wide audience and showcase the wonders that computer technology produces with the help of dedicated and very skilled animators. Fun viewers, thank you for joining us on today's Cinema Scene about computer animated films. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your days be filled with mirth, peace, and care.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.